Now, dust off your binoculars and start practicing those bird calls, because the Sydney Olympic Park Authority and the Cumberland Bird Observers Club are once again calling on bird enthusiasts to participate in the Sydney Olympic Park's 14th annual Spring Bird Census. To find out more, we are this morning joined by Judy Harrington, Environmental Ranger at Sydney Olympic Park. Judy, thanks so much for joining us.
Good morning, Jess. How do you do?
Very well, thank you. Now, what kind of information do you collect during this spring survey?
Okay, so we're collecting what birds we see, how many, where they are, and what they're doing.
Okay, seems pretty straightforward. Like, that's a really good indication of kind of the bird life in Sydney Olympic Park. How's the information used?
It's really important for what's called adaptive management. If birds are becoming less in a particular area and we can do something about it, for example, planting differently, planting different trees, planting different shrubs, then this is the vital information that guides that management for us.
Okay. I was really surprised when I went out to Sydney Olympic Park. I went to do a bike trail not too long ago. Just how many birds do call Sydney Olympic Park home, and the variety of species that you've got there? What kind of birds will people see when they visit Sydney Olympic Park?
Well, some of the more obvious birds near the wetlands and so on will be the various kinds of ducks, cormorants, darters, maybe some egrets, spoonbills. But if you keep your ears open when you're riding around on your bikes, for example, you'll hear some of the little bush birds as well, and birds like the superb fairy wrens.
Wow. Are they mostly native birds?
Mostly. There are, of course, a few introduced species like starlings and Indian miners, but not very many. But, they're all over Sydney.
Very, very true. Now, have you seen any significant changes in bird life? Obviously, the survey's been going for 14 years. Have you seen anything shift or change within the park?
Yes, there are changes. Some of the little bush birds are declining. But it's important that places like our bushlands and planted areas are places where little birds can find refuge. Mm. And some birds that are declining somewhat, like the migratory shorebirds, unfortunately they're declining worldwide.
Oh, really?
But other little birds like fairy wrens I mentioned before are doing really nicely, thank you very much. And they're one of our most common species. And as they're not seen so much in suburban gardens, it's really nice that people can come and see little birds like that.
It is wonderful that they've got somewhere to call home, and there's somewhere that we can all enjoy them as well. Now, of course, it is spring. It is called the Spring Bird Survey. Is this because we see a lot of birds migrating through at this time of year? Why do we do this in spring?
Good question. That is one of the reasons. As you say, there are a lot of birds migrating through. So not just migrating from long trip overseas, but also birds that move from the north, where they've gone for a bit of winter relief, coming back south again. And we've had really fascinating information in these last 2 weeks or so. Because it's so dry inland, we're in fact seeing quite uncommon birds on the coast, assumedly because it's so dry inland.
Wow, what sort of birds are you seeing?
Birds like brown songlarks, rufous songlarks, other birds pushing through, like some of the whistlers. So these are all woodland birds.
Wow.
Interesting. And some of the cuckoos. There's a little cuckoo called a Horsfield bronze cuckoo, which you'd expect to see in the forest, in the woodland. That's where they live. Right out on the grasslands, 14 or 15 of them, which is unheard of.
That's very odd. I got to say, cuckoos are probably my least favourite bird in Australia. Oh, they are.
These little ones are nice. They're interesting. They're in the forest. The coals and the channel bills are on their way too. We've been hearing a few of them. So,
and you can hear them coming from quite a distance away.
They can be more aggravating. Better if someone else's backyard, not yours.
Yeah. Oh, I had one in my backyard last season and I was like, mister, you got to move on. I'm not enjoying this wake-up call. Now,
Wait till the brush turkeys come. That's they're not noisy, yeah. But yes.
No, but they kick up my garden. They like to ruin all my hard work, but that's okay as long as they're happy. Now, is this something that people of all ages can do? It is, of course, school holidays, so we're seeing quite a few kids out and about with looking for activities to do.
Yep. And actually, the last 2 days with BirdLife, which is working with Sydney Olympic Park Authority, we've actually had kids' activities where we've been looking at birds and learning about birds. We have an activity called Walk and Squawk, where we go out and look for birds and learn their calls. The children probably not so much at this stage in the actual surveys, but any observations that children and families make can go into as incidental observations or observations in the bird database, which just always contributes to our knowledge and is really, really important.
Fantastic. So how do people get involved? Do we have to, when is the survey taking place?
The surveys have already started. So this coming week will be our third week of the surveys. Anyone who's a really keen bird observer can get in touch with Cumberland Bird Observers or Sydney Olympic Park and put it through to myself or one of the ecology team. And you could be involved. But as far as just taking part in everyday observations, if you look up bird data on BirdLife website, you'll find out the database that we enter this information in. And off you go.
Fantastic. Well, it's a great activity for the school holidays. Good to get the kids out there and in nature. Judy, unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it there. But thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Oh, lovely to talk with you. Good birding.
That was Judy Harrington, Environmental Ranger at Sydney Olympic Park. They're chatting to us about their spring bird survey. Oh, my goodness. I do love birds. I think that they're absolutely beautiful creatures. I love them a little bit less at 5:30 in the morning when they wake me up. But it is nice to wake up to bird calls. The work that they're doing out there at Sydney Olympic Park, of course, extremely important to monitor the bird populations and make sure that we have everything nice and what's the word I'm looking for here? Nice and settled for them, that they have their environments that they need to thrive and that we can keep track of who's coming and going